Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
This next the guest we've got for a little while, who may or may not have been aware that we were going to be talking to him tonight. He wasn't quite
sure. He's been very gracious about it either way.
May God bless him. He's one of my favourite people. And the last time I saw him, he won't remember this, the last time I saw him was at a service station toilets on a motorway. I can't remember where.
Did he see you or were you just sort of stalking him?
I was walking into the toilets. He was coming out and we said hello. And I interviewed him many times on a television show I did called Rise. You won't have seen it because no one watched it. And I've always found him delightful and charming. And boy, oh boy, what a pleasure to say. Good evening, Mr. Uri Geller. Good evening, Uri.
Hey, Ian, thank you very much. And Catherine, thanks. I'm speaking to you all the way from Old Jaffa, which is in Israel.
Hey!
It's a port city. And, well, it's not really a city. It's almost like a small village attached to Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And it's 6,000 years old.
Wow. Wow. Well, I was going to say almost as old as you, Uri. I didn't realise you were 71 years old, and yet you look so damn good. Have you seen him recently? He looks incredible. How do you? This is the secret power that no one knows about. How do you keep looking so young?
Well, I'm a positive thinker. Yep. I'm optimist. I take vitamins. I exercise every day. And I try to be a happy person and try to help others. I think that is the secret formula.
Are you living in Israel now, Uri?
Yes, after 34 years living in the UK, we lived in a tiny village called Sonning-on-Thames, lovely place right on the river. We decided, Hannah and I, my wife and I, decided to come back to our homeland. You remember I was born here in Tel Aviv. I fought in the Six-Day War. I worked here part-time with the Mossad. Then the Mossad took me out to the CIA. And then, believe it or not, and very few people know this, in the early 70s, MI5 wanted to know about me.
Yeah.
So they had me sent to England from Palo Alto in Langley, Virginia. That's where the headquarters of the CIA is.
Yeah.
And they tested me, too. And I fell in love with England, and in 1983, we decided to come and live in the UK for all these years.
Yeah.
My son still lives there. I love England. I try to help. Well, I am helping England in the World Cup.
Get in there, yes.
And I hope they'll get far. And what else do you want to know?
How are you helping the England football team, Uri?
Well, if you haven't seen The Sun, you have to go back and read what I did for England.
Yeah.
And by the way, it all started with in Euro 96 when England asked me to help them beat Scotland, although they're much better than Scotland, but they were worried in Euro 96.
Yeah.
So I hovered with a helicopter. This is a true story. It's filmed by the BBC around Wembley. And when I heard that Gary McAllister got a penalty, I heard it in my headphones. I said, no way, I'm going to move the ball away from his foot.
Yes.
And I screamed in the helicopter, 1, 2, 3. The ball moved away.
Yeah.
He missed the penalty, and I got about 10,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Uri, I've always loved you. I don't know if you remember coming on Rise, the breakfast show we did on Channel 4 about 15 years ago. One of the funniest things, we had Uri Geller sat there, 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, Uri, that's an interesting belt you're wearing. And you whipped the belt off. You went, yes, it's also a bong. Have you still got your bong belt?
Yes, you remember that.
That is
incredible.
I do remember.
I got that belt from some guy in America who probably smoked weed.
Yes. Yeah.
but I don't do that. As a matter of fact, Ian, when I say that I'm a very positive thinker, Catherine, I really mean that.
Yeah.
And my advice to everyone is very, very simple. First of all, you must be a believer, a positive thinker, and wake up every morning in an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
Because I say that if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize, because you're the architects of your own lives. So think about what I just said.
Yeah.
And then from tomorrow, start looking for better opportunities for yourselves, because they pass you every day.
Yeah.
So you see, this is what I try to do to millions of people around the world. Just talk to them about being positive, yeah, and becoming a positive thinker.
When you say, you reminded me of something. When you say, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. When you were a young man, didn't you fall through a hole in space?
Yeah, very bizarre and strange things happened to me throughout my life. Some of them are so weird that even Arthur C. Clarke, who tested me,
yeah,
and Arthur Koestler, and very, very major scientists like David Bohm, who worked with Albert Einstein, Hasted, we're talking about the University of London, College, University, and so forth. They never did understand this weird power of spoon bending, mm-hmm, and mind reading. But then there were also times in my life where things happened that I had no explanation to. And, but if I talk to them, if I talk to you about them now, you know, they will sound like it's some kind of a piece, a scene from a science fiction movie. By the way, in Old Jaffa, Ian and Catherine, I found an incredible building that is 1,000 years old, and I'm turning it into an Uri Geller museum, because for 50 years I collected and I got incredible gifts, for instance, from Salvador Dali, from David Bowie,
wow,
from John Lennon, Michael Jackson, and my Cadillac, if you remember,
yeah,
which has 3,000 spoons on its body. So it'll take me a year to open the museum, but if you ever come to Israel,
oh,
you're,
man,
more than welcome.
Well,
there.
I'm looking at it now, and it says it's going to have the largest bent metal spoon in the world.
That's correct. I would like to get Old Jaffa into the Guinness Book of World Records. So I got quite a large steel factory company here in Israel that will manufacture a bent spoon.
Oh,
it'll weigh around 11 tons.
That's how you bend the spoons. You get the factory to do it. Right. Yeah. We've solved that mystery.
This spoon, I have to get a factory to do it. But it will be 18 meters long. And
yep,
there is nothing like this anywhere around the world. And I just got a message from the Russian cosmonauts, mm-hmm, that when they will be flying with their spacecraft over Israel,
yeah,
they will photograph the spoon. Of course, the,
wow,
spoon is not ready yet. We're talking,
yeah,
about a year from now.
And you mentioned that some big pop star names there. And, of course, people won't remember or were too young to know. In the 70s and the 80s, Uri, you were a worldwide phenomenon, weren't you? You were huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was also ruthless, and I was on an ego trip. Because,
oh,
I came from a very poor family.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it. I wanted to become rich and famous. So I pushed myself to the extreme limit. I mean, I had bulimia.
Wow.
I had anxiety attacks. I was also after post-trauma, you know, the war, the Six-Day War, mm, in which I was wounded. And tragically, I had to shoot an enemy soldier. So I was really screwed up. But because I was weird and strange and freaky, people like John Lennon and Elton and Elvis Presley, they all wanted to witness, and Michael Jackson,
yeah,
they all wanted to witness this spoon bending business.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the day when I performed, Ian, at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And after my show, the usher came up to me and she said, "Mr. Geller, did you know that Michael Jackson was sitting right there?" By the way, Michael was 14 years old at that time.
Yeah.
And I kind of screamed and I said, "What? Michael Jackson came to see my show?" So I ran into the lobby. He was gone. They told me he was sitting there in a disguise, but they recognized him. And decades later, I was sitting with Mohammed El-Fayed.
Nope.
Those who don't know, he was the owner of Harrods, and his son died tragically, Princess Diana. And suddenly Michael calls out of the blue from New York, and he handed me the phone, and that's how our friendship began. And did you know that his dad died today?
Do you know what? I did, yeah. I've got that written down. Joe Jackson, I think he was 89, passed away today. There's a fascinating, strange character.
Yeah, talk about synchronicity or coincidence.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Because our show, this show was, you arranged it 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about Michael, and his father dies today. So he was, a great father, but also a father that wanted to push his son to the limits. And I'll never forget the day that Michael told me that he was standing by a window watching little kids play baseball, and he couldn't go because his father forced him to go back into the room and continue dancing and singing. And when Michael agreed to be my best man, and he came to Sonning on Thames in Berkshire, we also took him to Oxford. And on the way to Oxford, where he lectured, he did the Oxford Union, he called his father, and he said to his father, "Dad, I forgive you." And we witnessed this call. We all witnessed this call. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
And as I'm telling you this, my hair stands on end.
That's an amazingly intimate thing to watch between a son and a father, isn't it?
Yes, it was on the phone.
Yeah.
Though.
It was still incredible to see that.
It was Jonathan Margolis, who is quite a well-known, famous writer in England.
Yeah.
He was with me, and we heard him talk to his dad, but it was incredible.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
You know, I met people like David Bowie, and I know I'm dropping names now.
You drop away.
These guys wanted to meet me,
yeah,
and it was just fascinating to see how these world genius icons and legends were just so freaked out like children when I bent a spoon for them.
Well, okay, there are so many things firing off in my head. We're talking about the spoon bending, and the reason that you're in my head, Uri, is because a few weeks ago I was sat with my 8-year-old son and we were just talking and he was holding a spoon. I said, oh, do you know there's a guy that can bend spoons? He went, what are you talking about? So we went on YouTube, Uri, and we found loads of videos of you bending spoons. And I said, I've seen him do it. He's done one in front of me. It's amazing. And it was so lovely. Me and my 8-year-old son, Uri, were sat there for in about an hour, both of us holding spoons, trying to bend them with our minds.
Now, what's his name?
Well, I never say his name on the radio, but I'll send you a little email. But
okay, because I will. When you send me an email with his name, and send me your mobile number, oh. I will record. I will take a message for him on my mobile phone, and I will WhatsApp or email it to you. Okay?
Oh, but Uri, that would make his day. And
I'll do it.
I have to ask you this question because he said if I ever interviewed you again, I have to ask you this question. Daddy, can you ask Uri how does he bend spoons? So Uri, how do you bend spoons? That's from my 8-year-old son.
The answer is I really don't know the science behind it. I believe it has to do with Albert Einstein's equation E equals MC squared,
yep,
where everything is made from energy, and our minds is energy, our bodies are energy, everything. The universe, the phone that I'm holding now is made from energy, everything. So maybe there's a connection. But also, before we sign off, to the skeptics, yes, I'm hugely controversial. Mm. A lot of magicians tried to debunk me throughout my career. But the skeptics actually created the myth around me. They created the mystique. They created controversy. And today, controversy is priceless for famous people. Mm. Because as long as they speak about you, that's all I want. You know, Oscar Wilde, 100 years ago, said that there's only one worse thing in life than being talked about. And that's not being talked about.
Uri, I've always loved you. And I'll tell you the moment, and I will let you go, I promise. But the moment that I thought that, because I've always been a fan since a kid, but the moment I thought, actually, he's a really good bloke, is I was on the phone to my mum, who wasn't very well. And I think I told you she wasn't very well. We were leaving this TV show. And you went, is that your mother? Give me the phone. And you took the phone and you spoke to my mum and you sent her positive energy and positive thoughts. And that made her year, Uri. I thought that was such a lovely, charming thing to do. And
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
When I get emails from people who ask for help, you know, this is not a business. I don't charge. I think that if you send a positive message to someone, it touches him, it touches her, and it does help.
Yeah.
But you know what we'll do? I'll come on your show maybe another time, or if you want, we'll do it today. But we should do an experiment with your listeners.
Oh.
So let me know if you want me to do it today.
Do you want to do it now? Have you got time to do it now, Uri? Do you want to do it another day? It's up to you. Well, let's do it now.
I've got time.
Beautiful.
As long as if you don't have other...
Oh, God, no. No, it's just me and you. Go on, and Catherine.
So this is what I want everyone who's listening to Ian now and Catherine. I want you to very quickly go and gather all your broken watches.
There we go, yes.
They could be very old, pocket watches that are 100 years old, that are not working. Anything that you have broken in your home, I know it sounds bizarre, but bring it to the radio set.
Yeah.
Also bring a bunch of keys and some spoons. And we will do a massive experiment with your listeners.
Okay.
And then you will get the results back from them. Let's talk for about a minute.
Okay.
Let's give everyone
go
time.
And get your broken. We've all got a drawer that's got broken watches in. Go and
exactly.
Get your keys. Go and get your spoons. Bring them and put them on the radio or just in front of the radio.
I'll guide them in a moment
okay.
when they come back.
All right.
Tell me, Ian, where yes. are you based out? Where is the show coming
we're,
out?
We're based in London, Waterloo.
Fantastic, because we lived also near Waterloo. My son Daniel lives there, and that's the only thing that we coming back to Israel. Our children are not with us.
Yeah,
Daniel lives in London. My daughter Natalie lives in Los Angeles. They are visiting us here now with our granddaughter Romy.
Oh, beautiful!
And I miss England tremendously. But I do come and visit, so it's fantastic that I have kind of I still have my British passport, and I still have the home in England. But there is a very deep spiritual connection with England.
Is it true you got paid $5 million to put your hand over a map and look for oil?
Oh yes, in
I
the
love
70s
it.
And 80s,
yeah.
I was dowsing. You know, dowsing is. Is the gift or a trait or I don't know, it's a skill that people can learn. And the person who taught me how to douse is no other than Sir Val Duncan, who was the chairman of the British Bank and the chairman of Rio Tinto Zinc, which is the largest mining company in the world. He was a secret douser. He flew me with a private jet of Rio Tinto Zinc to Mallorca, where he had a private home. And he hid some oil and gold on the island, little nuggets, and he told me, now go out there and find them. Don't use twigs. Use your hands.
Yeah.
And I did it successfully, and then he introduced me to very, very major mining companies. And, I was very successful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, listen, I think people
now,
have got their bits
back.
And pieces. Yeah, they're back now, so let's do this.
Now, this is going to be very lighthearted, but please do exactly what I tell you.
Okay, Catherine, join
now
in.
That
okay?
you have, now that you have broken watches in your hands, wind them up. Although they're broken, wind your pocket watches and your old watches up. Wind them up. If you have keys, just simply place them in your hands, and your broken watches, hold them tightly in your hand. Now, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And all of us are going to shout out the word work.
Work.
We will do it 3 times.
Okay.
And you will do it too. Catherine,
yep.
are you ready to shout it?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
hold on. Now, here we go. And you people at home, the listeners, truly believe that your mind power can activate your broken watch. Now, it takes a few seconds. And here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Work!
One more time. 1, 2, 3.
Work!
And the last time. 1, 2, 3.
Work!
Now, everyone at home, open your hands and look at the faces of your watches. If you have a second hand, did it start moving? If you don't have a second hand, lift the watch to your ear and listen intently.
Yeah.
If you hear it ticking, if your watch started, if a spoon bent, if something moved in the apartment, if the light flickered, let us know.
Please
now,
do.
Ian, the
yes.
big question is, how do people let you know if things happened in their
oh,
house?
These people know what to do. You give us a call, 0344-499-1000. We'll call you straight back. Also, if you've got a picture of it, if you tweet me a picture, at Ian Lee. Are you on Twitter, Uri? You must be, yes.
Yeah, I have if Facebook, Twitter, everything.
All right, tweet
but
me a picture and we'll tweet it to
guys
Uri.
Guys at home.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody at home, if nothing happened to you, don't be disappointed because it doesn't happen to everyone. But if your watch is working now or if any appliance that was broken is now is in good condition now. Yeah. Make sure that Ian and Catherine Beautiful. Know about this. And that's the end of the show.
Thank you,
Uri. Honestly, I've been a fan of yours since I was a kid. I still am. I am going to send you that email with my boy's name because you would absolutely make his day.
Yeah, I'll do a little film and
thank
I'll
you, mate.
For him.
Oh,
film.
Mate, thank you. You're such a gentleman, Uri. It's always a okay. thrill. Urigeller.com if you want to go to the website. Uri, we'll speak again soon, brother. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, do check out my website. God bless, and let me know if anything happens.
Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Uri Geller. I mean, Sam, would you like to say goodbye? Oh, he's done. Now, I gave you my car keys there.
Yes.
You better not have bent them.
No, they're not.
Oh, no!
No, they're not bent.
Okay, well, the spoon I was holding didn't bend. If anything happened for you at home, 0344 499 1000.
Let me just look at the phone lines and say, work! Work!
Is it now, whatever you may think about him,
he's fun.
He's thoroughly entertaining. He's a real gentleman. He'll do that. He'll do a little video for my boy. He took the phone off me. This was 15 years ago and spoke to my mum and said, Linda, I'm sorry you're feeling so poorly. I'm going to send you positive energy. And she was thrilled because he was in the 70s and the early 80s. He was a superstar. You know, he talks about John Lennon and Bowie wanting to meet him. He was a superstar. And my mum was absolutely thrilled by that. The guy's a gentleman. You can give us a call if something worked. You can give us a call about absolutely anything you want. 03-444-991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.